Yes, please.
So this will be verse 50.
Verse 50, okay.
Or when you want to fish for praise or criticize and spoil another's name or use harsh language, sparring for a fight, it is then like a log you should remain.
Mm-hmm.
And when you yearn for wealth, attention, fame, a circle of retainers serving you, and you look for honors, recognition, is then like a log you should remain.
Yes, wonderful. Mm. This, let's see. Yes, if you,
yeah, and then you were inclined to overlook another's need.
No, okay, it's enough. Thank you. Thank you. This part of us, the, a very practical practice, and it's not only, of course, they're praising the bodhicitta and the bodhisattva who possess bodhicitta, enlightened mind, and also very precisely how we transform ourselves from detailed daily life kind of thoughts and emotions and activity, behavior. That is a real point or a real spot we can transform ourselves. Otherwise, if we say general idea about what is a holy or holy person or the noble person, enlightened mind, but without detail and the detailed methods, only we can say it's wonderful, but we don't know how to get to it, to approach it, to reach that enlightened state of mind. But in this way of bodhisattva, the very detailed, organized way to teach how you can train yourself systematic way from different aspect. And because human mind is very complex and there are a lot of different angles of the mind. So, for example, this one also, when one want to praise in themselves or want to criticize, spoil other's name, and also using the harsh language, and they want to separate others for fight. And these are generally, it's a still strong attachment towards selfish kind of attitude. So when selfish mind rises, then very much alert and self attention towards to how, what I'm going to get, and how, what is it? And they use many methods. They bring smart, marvelous, capable of the brain, using for praising oneself and criticizing others. For example, if you can say, you don't want to directly say, I'm a good practitioner, then you can say, maybe say, oh, I have a good dream of God, or maybe bodhisattva. If it's true, it's okay. But if not, if you say, oh, I'm a special person from the birth, and not like other people, child, my parents said I didn't cry just after my birth, for example. Then people may think, wow, most child will cry when they have a very big birth. And then if you say, according to some people said, I was born in particular auspicious day and time, and there is a sound of drum beat or rainbow appears in the sky or something, then maybe the other people, you influence other people to kind of making you are kind of special. And also some people may say, oh, I can, I was always thinking about other people's kind of benefit. I don't know if this is good or not. Then people may think, oh, it's a good, definitely it's a good thing to do. For example, of course, there are many kind of way of kind of express and then try to make other people impression or understand something directly or indirectly. Some people directly saying something like I have I know the past and the future, or I'm talking towards a God or ghost, and I can pacify some obstacles of others or subdue some negative forces. Some of these, it's not it's a right or wrong, or it's a true or false, according to individual. There's a way, or definitely people can do it, but people who say it maybe not necessarily can achieve that. So this kind of thinking about self, and also criticizing others. Sometimes it's too much self-attachment to want to emphasize self and then deny others. For example, in a country, if we say this country is the best country, then there is generalized kind of idea. It's a self-praising. But if you count one by one, there's a good side, a bad side. Overall, it's really true good. But if you once said it, then means we are supreme or we are better than the others, then make people feel kind of making them lower, or to make you kind of stick out ahead. You are taller than the others, you are stronger than the others, you are smarter than the others. Many people, due to unaware of something, the common kind of a psychological understanding of each other, saying, oh, we are the smartest kind of people. Or I also heard, remember when Japanese lady, she said, we Japanese people have the smartest brain on this planet or something. I think they're, because if you are in Japan or something, you achieved a lot, then maybe people easily feel that way. And if other people agree with national pride or something, in Asian country, relatively Japan is the most kind of organized country and very civilized, I think. People are generally nice, of course. In Second World War, then there also did a lot of destructions, and the many surrounding nations or people hate the people from Japan at some particular time. But of course, I also heard, I think many in this kind of idea or psychology is there. Some people say Jewish people are the smartest people, they can do trade, business very well, successfully. Or some people say Indian brain is the marvelous, the number one brain, Southern Indian brain.
So many wonderful
brains. Yes, yes, yes. And also some people say, oh, a Chinese, I think they say, we are the smartest. That's the same. There some people will say that. And also Tibetans, I think some people believe, because we have a Buddha Dharma, we are the fortunate person or people. But there are a lot of different kind, variety of kind of people there. Used to, some people think other region are more or less kind of wild, and Lalu means kind of a, not knowing the cause and the conditions, causality, that is who don't believe causality is a kind of a uncivilized people, that kind of attitude. Not everybody really understand the cause and the conditions, it's so complicated, but generally some people have this impression. also some Buddhist or spiritual teacher, not teacher, followers, some people intentionally kind of make signs, finding are kind of nothing, kind of lower. Say, oh, science, although they find something this and that, but they still have a limited understanding about the phenomenon of this. It's maybe true, but if you say this, it's somehow it's a kind of praising themselves, you know, or your tradition is much kind of deeper than normal science we have. I think it's definitely also there in Europe, the philosophical people or the others used to think we are more sophisticated than the other people, other nations, including Africa or China, Asian country. So these are, I think, general psychological kind of, maybe it's due to lacking of communication and also this less respect not understanding others' feeling. So although the this kind of in the Bodhisattva way of Bodhisattva is not very generous, and if people criticizing themselves or thinking they need to improve themselves, it's good. Otherwise, if from a stranger you are not teacher and student relationship or parents, some their level of understanding is not there, then those such a language can create more barrier and space. Including some people, if you are a little bit taller than the others, then have the kind of confident with these people. Maybe like my English very limited understanding, but if there is a people who don't understand less than me, then I have a kind of more confident to speak to him or her to more. But if one person use very, very elegant words or vocabulary to talking to me, then maybe I'm a little bit shy and difficult. It's possible. It's many situations like that. So if you have a clear mind, understanding, like not thinking about yourself, then it doesn't matter who rich, poor, or capable, or incapable, you still have not worrying too much, fearing this and that, you can speak. This is just tool. If you not value money over human life, then when you meet human beings, you don't just check what is their status or how much the money they have or something, but you genuinely beyond this money, beyond this knowledge or language capability or what is that social status, but you kind of these worries or you kind of go beyond, then we can say less attachment towards worldly gain or lose or praise or criticize, happy or unhappy, but you have a bigger goal, greater kind of vision, so you can communicate with the people much easier. So using harsh words, I think also too, people sometimes teasing people. Less people seeing if you are lower position, you teasing higher position, these are low. But the higher people who have the advantage or something, they can teasing their, maybe husband teasing wife in Xin time, and also officers teasing the other people who working for them, or Lord, landlord teasing for other people. And I'm oneself as one soldier, I think, in America. And one Bush, President Bush, went to talk to a group of military camp. And the one soldier put his, what's it called, this arm?
Elbow.
Oh yeah, elbow to president's shoulder. I think they are relaxing something after talk. I think something deep in the, during photo. I think, I don't know. I thought, wow, this is a unusual congestion. They're kind of friends. In many society, it's a very hierarchy or the order is very clear. Even you eat something with table, if you sit in the wrong place, maybe people were not happy about the situation. Yeah, and many people fighting for the chair, which position I should sit or something. And they're also in Tibetan tradition also like that, I think. Some teacher, spiritual teacher, Lama, sitting in monastery, they have a lower table, higher table, and which kind of cup, more colorful, more valuable cup for important people. And the second round, third, there is a kind of a gold, silver, copper, and iron, something like that. I think these are culture. It's a kind of ancient and even feudal system kind of culture. But it's a human psychology also too. You have to social structure. There is a structure for safety of a kind of a stabilizing community. In China also too, family roles are very important. Elders and also auntie or who grandma or father who holding the power of family. And male dominant society, male the place to sit, eat, and also these are also ranged. And also in some case it's an almost fixed rule. So you should go your safe kind of area and then to communicate and then using. We were saying in a bodhisattva, as a real practitioner of bodhisattva, he have to maybe sometimes fit into the society, but generally these are not their concern. If you just follow the order, maybe it's necessary sometimes, but in his mind he must go beyond. One time, one Tibetan teacher, his name is Dunjo Rinpoche. He's quite a good practitioner. Well, he was like 70 years old. And he went to meet other kind of lineage Lama, important for Lama, one of these. And then people said, oh, be careful. I heard this young Lama, he will make his kind of seat very high and then make you sitting very low. And this old Lama said, oh, it's okay, no problem. And then he went to meet this young, kind of maybe it's under teenager kind of boy. But it's a very important kind of lineage role. And then it's really true. When they saw it, then he made this Lama sit in very low and he sit very high. And then and they communicate very happily and no problem. And when he returned and the old Lama, his servant said, I told you don't go there. Otherwise you are old and also important in other lineage. A very important one. But this young boy will make you kind of sit in very low position. He said, oh, it doesn't matter. He said, oh, You didn't see me actually. I'm higher. Why? You are higher. Low is high. High is low. And also said, I'm in a primordial kind of wisdom, fundamental wisdom. I'm holding my kind of state of mind very high, very kind of fundamental wisdom. And he said, in those room, I'm the highest kind of in the spiritual kind of level or the enlightened state. So anyway, they say when you want to do this, and people easily to see what kind of situation going on, then if we want to separate or these are also very in Buddhism they say directly making some separation on the in under and kind of behind making separation. For example, there are people good friends and ancient time also one king, his minister in Tibetan king. His minister was a monk, very capable monk, very smart. He made a lot of it during his influence, this minister. Those time monk can be a politician. And he was a monk minister and made a good treatment, making peace surrounding countries. And then some people of this warlord used to live in board side. Board, boundary board, country board. These people are not happy. Used to they can win the war and they can get a lot of wealth and human labor to working for them. So after making peace agreement, then they lost such an opportunity of fighting and again those loss. Then they think we have to create a problem or separation between king and minister. Then they're spreading the rumors. Rumors easily, if you tell people, don't tell others, then they easily go to others. Yes. And then they said, oh, this monk actually, he had an affair with the queen. And don't tell other people, otherwise we are going to be in very big trouble. And then it's... spread out, and the king also have a suspicious, and then he removed this person. And after that, maybe 5 years, something, starting again the old kind of way of fighting and this. So this is the hidden kind of way to separate people. And then directly separate, so using, and direct the words to make other people dislike each other, create some events or trouble to show something. And then some many situation is saying, oh, this person is not very loyal to this or betrayed or this, or he say something to you, to me, or I can identify this person or something, witness, I'm the witness of this events. And directly criticize or very from 10 non-virtuous activities, including these. One of this is separate husband and wife, teacher and student, or you know co-worker people who working each other, boss and maybe leaders and the any. People you disharmonize other people, disturb others, kind of the relationship. Those are other things, non-virtuous action. So when people in the mind that they want to do this, and through their kind of a sharp mind or dull mind, and then when these happens, want to praise in themselves, to deny or criticize the others, harsh words, and this happens, and then they remain as a tree. Yes. And these harsh words, it's also used to people use. For example, people dark skin, they may make you a nickname, or you have an eye special, or nose, or skin, or anything. If you say something physically, sometimes it's very, very people very important for physics for them because it's not easy change. Now even have a plastic kind of changing way of change, but this physical body with them all the whole life. So if you mark, say, oh, you have a damaged physical body, or you have, used to people use very wrong, say, oh, this blind person, this deaf, right? Can hear, can't hear. Or this dumb or something, these negative words, then it really hurt people. And also, another harsh word is using other people's history. Say, oh, you are the person who used to steal something, or you are the people who divorced twice or something. Now, nowadays, maybe no more care about this. But if you say something when you are little, you did something, or your parents did something, or history or your family history, there is a bad person, so killer or something, you are the family of the killer or something. Or it's you did in the past, or other person in the family, this relationship very strong. If you say those things are considered very bad, harsh words. And also, if you have a sickness, people using this as an advantage, say, oh, you people always sick or something, or I wish something, you're going to be poor or something, you are going to be have a, maybe nowadays, car accident or something. These are bad words and also directly hurt people. And also, if you say, oh, you are so beautiful, for example, but the tone or name, even although the words is no problem, but the people can understand you are actually using these good words to hurt people. These, I think, all that consider, if you this harsh or not harsh, it's not definitely purely just words alone. It's intention. Your intention is hard, violence, then doesn't matter how you put its violence. If intention is compassion, although people say, oh, like more harsh words, but it's because his attitude, it's not considered as violent. Of course, maybe people although you have a good intention, but other people may not understand that way, then it's dangerous in the middle. Otherwise, for yourself, your intention, motivation is differentiate how this is a harsh violence or non-violence. This part. And other kind of want to gain fame and want to have a people to serve you or praise you, honoring or making recognition. And then when you, this can all consider as an eight worldly concern. Means people who should practice impermanence, then you have less worry about this. That is for example, people who care in this economic world, people care about money very much, sometimes overvalue it much. So people following money than the people, human kind of life and human dignity, human health, these are not worthy than money. Money, give money, people can feel, you do many immoral things. So, in this, because of money, many kind of harmonialized husband and wife can be separate due to disagreement of money. Due to some money issue, parents and the daughter or son can have a problem. And if long-time friendship, but due to money involvement, sometimes in bad way, then they can never talk to each other or something happen. And in Milarepa, he's a great yogi. He said, money in the beginning, you gain, then you have some satisfaction and people can look up to you. You feel proud and good. That's money not easy to gain sometimes. For some people, some opportunity appears and easily, much easier. But in the middle, due to overvalue money, and some issue and trouble started. Many wealthy people quite stingy because they think people respect me, love me because I have money. Without losing money, it's big kind of losing the human relation resource and also my position in the social status. And money can make like gold face, and they can so very much concern and competition. And a lot of worries come from this money, and also more greedy. You have more, and you have a never end. Even the one said, like rain, money can come from sky, but the unsatisfied mind never feel enough. If there are many opportunity to make money, but there is a greed no limits. So greedy kind of a person can never satisfy, can never become wealth, inner wealth. And then in the end, you create lot of, even one king can create one empire, but you're maybe 100 years, you have to go. So your wealth and then any power you left, or if you have a houses or bank account, you have money, taken. Use it by others. Well used by future generation or your parents. Sometimes also thief or people, robbery people can share some like that. So in that sense, many people when they leave this world, not easily give up his kind of hard labor or keep enduring those time gaining money. Some people don't think about moral or karma, but they many dirty money doing made by officials or people who polluted or killing animal or sacrifice many people. Your money are there's a tear or sweat, blood, many things. So there is a consequence in the future also too. So in this, overall, you understand that in the beginning you are difficult to gain. In the middle, you have to protect your wealth. In the end, eventually you will lose everything. But people still have a very strong attachment and greed. That attachment and greed can tie one person's neck in the samsara, a lower, especially if you're too greedy, and hungry ghost, it's called. And the anger, big anger, go like more hell, a kind of experience. And then even we don't think about those kind of different realms, but in a sense, you are the slaver of your greedy attitude, habituation. All your kind of life and the time, energy spending for gain and not lose. And eventually we are just a traveler or a visitor. Everything is just temporary borrowed. If you can see history, you will see that your parents and grandparents, you will see same kind of cycle and chain. So in this, the impermanence, practice of impermanence can help people to reduce the greed because we don't know when we're going to die. Which way or time, location, cause, we don't know. So although we may live long, but eventually there is a limit. So impermanence can help me think. And the material, although important, but mind itself, it's more important. So purifying your mind, not to do something regret for money and the gain. Although money can good use for good reason, you can use for yourself for good purpose, enjoyment, and also help others to overcome suffering. These, if you use it for those reasons, when you die, when you separate from this world, you feel not much regret. Otherwise, if non-money is coming from very, very impure kind of cause, the way of gaining money is very difficult, not very good. A lot of cheating or lying, then it's difficult to chew that karma. And also, let's see, and according to Dharma, said using the renunciation to enjoy what you have. In state of mind, you should practice renunciation. That means we appreciate what we have, not we don't, something we don't have, we over, always thinking or yearning for something we don't have. But anything, people surrounding you, or eat food, clothing, or anything you, if you already have it, you can properly use it. It's best kind of a way of living. If you're always yearning or wanting something you don't have, then you cannot enjoy what you have. So in this, people also have a, through the renunciation, they don't have a lot of retinue or servants. They don't want to looking for some fame, recognition. If you have a recognized by a big organization like World United Union, United Nation, or something, for example, Nobel Peace Prize or Nobel some other prize. In a moment, maybe you have some benefit from money and the open door to many community of people. But after you kind of passing away, and then these are just the picture and some few words. Remember in my, I was born in 1976, which Mao Zedong, he passed away that year. And that time, over, maybe, around, let's see, 700 million, or 800 million people in China, those times. They are crazy, shouting in the and the same Mao's name, and many people crying. Mm-hmm. We hear then I heard those pictures still there and documentary. Old or young, many people. I heard some students, they don't have a tear, but they're afraid people may, a teacher may hit them. They're using the what's it called, liquid, and then this you have to cry maybe long time. They're tired, and then they starting. Using the, what's it called, the game, and then these, and then, you know, on the table. And then many people, all the, something, they kind of, sky collapsed, something like that. Sky collapsed. Yeah, they say, this, yes. But nowadays, you see, only, not many people really feel much about Mao Zedong. Even although there's his idea still there and his picture still there, but not many people really from their heart have some such an impact. I think not 50 years yet. I'm 43 years old. He also passed away that much, I think. So similarly, many people think this very much valued. But for practitioner, which is to understand impermanence and also the illusion of this world, they have a thinking bigger goal than the personal things. If you're thinking about too much personal thing, then the possibilities continue to cycle in this cyclic life, samsara. If only person who have this kind of renounce the quality in the mind, thinking these are not reliable, these words, the people who it's impermanent people, who can I can rely on? And the things are just death, no emotion, no thoughts. So how, although we have to use and eat things, but it's a temporary method, temporary methods. Even people have a miracle power, but cannot solve the ever kind of a peace kind of type of, they don't have this solution. Only wisdom, cultivate wisdom, can fundamentally shape the mind and then transform the mind, go beyond of that kind of illusion. So these are very important. When we think in this, we should like sit like tree, not moving, not moving. And although social kind of communication or that level, people have a expectation to think, oh, you should smile or you should talk or you should say something. But many practitioner people who very relaxed, not saying much. If you ask something, they'll answer. Also sometimes have some communication, but they don't do much. Because of a worry of themselves too much, then try to do something to others. These are, I saw many good practitioners, they won't do that much. They think, oh, this is we are eating on the one table, and then they think, I have to please this and this, this, this. Otherwise, maybe this worry. Sometimes it's for others, sometimes it's for themselves. But their mind is much, much stable and have a deep understanding about the phenomena. So in that, they can relax any kind of situation. If there is a kind of emotion comes towards them, they don't drive them crazy and then this emotion become bigger or small due to many conditions, but they can immediately subdue, or they cannot say subdue, maybe it's rest. I think it's a rest in those situations, rest in all peers to them, not taking, not rejecting. So those practice is wonderful, I think. Yes. And maybe
52.
52. And when you, I read, okay. And when you are inclined to overlook another's needs and wanted to get the best thing for yourself, and when you feel the urge to speak, it then that like a log you should remain. So it's also to want to like outwardly concern, want to gain, and even wanted to gain from one particular or group or person, and then create some kind of events. There is a many multiple tension, maybe do something this and that. It's about, the primary goal is to gain more It's like company. I think a company, they said the identity of a company is gain profit. Profit, making money out of something, products. And it's maybe it's sometimes it's because your product safe and good quality, that is also serving others' needs. It's not other people making donation or charity, but it's exchanging. So in some sense, it's not purely kind of selfish kind of activity, but in corporation or person who ran the corporate company, from their attitude, it's depends on how they think. If they making product is a secondary kind of thought, only making money is priority first. They can produce maybe even less quality, or sometimes it's a too high price. They don't concern about after service or something. Then company also affect by those. And some people, it's purely the money is a secondary side effect, but they wanted to create something for serve others' needs. And in this business also, externally appear same business, but because their internal mind and goal is different, so it's different karma. You will run the business. So it's due to you wanted to make money and especially just want to take from others, then you should remain, not speak. One, I think, remember, in Dharma teaching, some making in Tibetan, making hada, like white scarf, and then some people put some money and then throw it towards, or sometimes offering something. But in some situation, I think they can order line people, for example, hundreds of people there, and then they make one section of the activity is get bless from the teacher, something like that. They can use something, hand or a statue or something, to touch their head or hand or something. And then during that, of course, they don't mention this is a time you should make offer money. But the people understand, oh, maybe I should do something. And then also one person doing, second person doing. And I think generally in Buddhist society, it's good. They are not making too aggressive kind of, maybe individual center or people are different. But, as long as I see people are not making too much request of about money and those things. And also in Tibet, I never seen in one monastery, in traditional kind of type of monastery, putting kind of a big donation box money. And also, one teaching for 7 days or 1 year, how much you cost, and it's definitely fixed price. I never seen in this time. Although monastery, if you go there, generally it's free, but you have to build your own kind of a house. You have a own kitchen or place to stay. A monastery don't offer anything like that. Although once big events, people have enough donation, then making kind of a public feast for community monastery members, monks, and then rest some giving towards ordinary people or people who need it. Otherwise, I think it's not, but in the West, I think I also heard many, seen also many teacher, 1 week teaching, something that it's a definitely fixed money price. If you can, you say, oh, I don't have money, then you have a special kind of request, then they usually take it, I think. It's due to different culture and rent of condition, society of different conditions. So it's not to be saying one is good or the others, but it's a different way to do it. But generally, try to give them a dharma. It's not business. Dharma, generally we can say, priceless. Even if you can learn one thing, for example, impermanence. From your experience, impermanence can make one person's many life, the way of life can be changed by deeply understand one concept like impermanence. How much activity I involve and how much time I have and what is good for most important in human life can achieve. What is meaningful life can be for me. Meaningful doesn't mean one can get more power or money, but meaningful to understand the mind and also practice of compassion to do something for others. Generally, if you don't believe anything, you are not a religious person, or you are not following any spiritual tradition, but if you do good thing, you inside of you, you actually saying, you feel you know what is the right thing to do. If you doing some study and serve others, you feel peaceful and satisfied. If you didn't do anything, you rest and you are doing all things for yourself. But in the end, you feel kind of meaningless. So in this, I think serving others' needs, if you have a capable to, you know, using your profession, skill, something. And also try to understand the reality of this life, reality of the mind. Yes, please. So,
yes. Impatience, indolence, faint-heartedness, and likewise arrogance and careless speech, attachment to your side, when these arise, it's then like a log you should read.
So here, what is the meaning of this
faint-heartedness? Not serious.
No, afraid, isn't it?
Afraid?
Sort of afraid.
Yes.
Weak.
Yes, that's very true. Impatient. Impatient.
Indolence is...
Yes.
It is indolence.
Lazy? Something.
Laziness.
Yes.
Indolence.
And impatience. Impatience, there's a good practice. For example, impatience towards people, one thing. Impatience towards study, to gain little by little, gradual path, step by step. But people want the result quickly. Then it's not easy, especially like internal kind of cultivation of mind, inner awareness. These, you have to take time and study, contemplation, reflection, this meditation, and gain wisdom. And it's traditionally called you have a mirror, there's a dust, you have to clear away the dust in order to see the clearly. Then after a certain time, you making it clear, But if people want to just blow one time like air and want to do all dust clear, it's not easy for normal people. So patience, very important. Many people, if as a selfish people, less patient, self-centered people. Even they do have some idea. For example, other person saying their opposite idea of themselves, then they don't have a patience to let them to finish their words. Think, oh, they immediately cut and interrupt like that. For example, people saying something bad thing, impatient people immediately want to use in bigger words to fight back. But if you think carefully, it's not necessarily go that way, or you have a sense of control yourself and control both the kind of atmosphere or these direction which way you approach. But losing control, then it's controlled by three poisons, then it's suffering. Laziness also too. Sometimes it's laziness, it's less confident kind of laziness. I cannot do it. I cannot overcome this and I cannot achieve that. Those kind of laziness. Maybe also lacking of compassion, will of power. As selfish people, maybe more lazy because wanted to think this is the best way to taking care of themselves. But in the end, it's comparatively, it's worth, if you spend in one time, one day, you think I should do something meaningful. So spending your time and to serving and to studying, meditating, in the end of the day, you feel kind of meaningful. For example, today, what we are studying here, when you finish this morning, evening, you think back, I did something good thing, not wrong thing. And tomorrow, you're looking back yesterday. Yesterday was meaningful. I should do this. If you didn't come or you didn't stay, if you went to some place to walk, maybe it's other meaningful for physical body, for temporary. Or if you rest in a home doing nothing, and or you drink alcohol or tobacco or something to watch football or something, then there's three. One is to jogging, exercising. One is went to receiving teaching. One is at home and then have some fun. When you in the, during that time, maybe watching the basketball, maybe it's exciting. It's more impact to you, and the people are shouting, especially if you went to some bar or something, and feel like a big community and the movement of this city. It's quite impressed. And once a year, also people have a very strong emotion. So you're seeing this have some impact. But after you, the next time, the next day, for what is good for this life? Sports, watching who wins, who cares about who wins this? And it's all endless kind of situation going on. And in this one country, who wins is good, no matter. Who wins? It's 50 state. It's my country. Something like that. Anyway, and then for example, so similarly, these are which, if you think back, which is less regret, kind of regrets for things, then we should do it in that way. Of course, there are a lot of ways to analyze this, each one, impatience or the laziness and the afraid, this hope and afraid, that's called the, related to not gaining, afraid of losing, not happy, always wanted to praise themselves, want do not want suffering, but many suffering is meaningful. Something lose or you offer, some not happy, but it's some meaningful. It, how to say, maybe other people saying something good words, you're temporarily very happy, but less meaningful. For example, people say, oh, you are still very young. Yeah, maybe many people think, oh, thank you, you are very kind. Other person say, oh, you should really cultivate Dharma. That is more meaningful. Then, yeah, that's true, but you doesn't, you means I'm not cultivating something. So maybe not a very happy. Or if one person say, we are not young anymore, so we should really kind of spend our time meaningful way. Then one is heavy, one is lighter words, but you think which meaningful, more meaningful that one is kind of beneficial. So here also said the careless speech and arrogant sense of these also attachment towards family members. For generally, you can say have a love to family members and some careless speech, or maybe not careless, called gossiping speech or something. It's a creating family kind of relationship. Some people say, oh, I have a good way to make friends. How do it? And said, oh, just the say in some room, maybe just gossiping together, and then feel very much kind of shared some kind of secret or something. It make it, or used to, I heard, it's in also official people who not easily trust each other, I think. But they said, oh, if you two go together, go to karaoke and have some, the women or something in the loose, then both think, oh, now we are in same boat. So bound like a special relationship, and then like a classmate or in a soldier one, and have some special experience. Also together doing something bad, then they trust each other and more bound kind of this situation. So anyway, like parents attached towards family members here also, they say, especially here was emphasized in the renunciation part. So in the renunciation part, relatives, these are, how to say, make a lot of disturbance towards one's mind if you don't know how to renounce from some situation. If you have a big communal members, family members, relative relationship, they're always their birthday party, that party, or this sadness, they have a fighting and you should go and support them. Or one is sick, or one is have a, of course, it's if you wanted to, you're capable to support them, it's good. But I mean, sometimes it's an unnecessary trouble, hatred can create for community and many situations. So other practitioners, especially in the beginners, they don't have a stabilized themselves in a realization point of view. So we should put, those are endless. So we should put our energy to more solitude area to do meditation, cultivation, and then after you're really successful, you have a much better power to serve in others. Otherwise, you're going to be also go that trance, and then you're not able to go beyond. So it's a bad situation for many people too much in the basic level to care about families, the family members. So in those situations, afraid or lazy or want to do something less meaningful, want to do something shameful things, arrogant, those situations. And we should remain. So one section of meditation, according, you should finish that during, I want to do 10 minutes or half hour or 1 hour, 2 hours. If you think I can do it in that mind, you should finish it. And even in the middle, it's called, said, oh, your something important relatives pass away, but according to teacher and traditions, you should finish your meditation first and then stand up. In form, no rules, no improvement, no principle, no disciplines, self-discipline. Similarly, if we started this book, for example, Veo Bodhisattva, we should, from the beginning to the end, we should finish it. If we just in the beginning half and then the last rest we don't study, it's big kind of a lost. And Mepa Rinpoche also, he said, you carefully choose what you book you read, want to read, and you can study a little bit, but after you made decision you want to really study, so then from the A to end Z, you should finish it. Don't making the habituation of do half things everywhere and finish one thing and then do other things. Next, and similar, those situation we should have a patience and well, I still have a time. Yes, please.
Examine thus yourself from every side. Take note of your defilements and your pointless efforts. For thus the heroes on the Bodhisattva path seize firmly on such faults proper remedies.
So it's about those eight worldly concern already we taught, this situation, those pollutions of mind. We habituated to do some portion of those situation. We also individual easily falling into those imperfection of a part of the human mind. And once we now regain the knowledge, warning ourselves, make awareness of this situation, we should to transform, capable to change that. What is this pollution? What is this self from every side? Take your defilement, defilements of, and what is this defilement? It's five poisons and plus 20 secondary kind of defilement, as we talked before, greed and hatred and mind scattering everywhere, not in the home, and discrimination, proud, and self overconfident kind of situation, and easily judge others, and also double faced kind of situation, and tricky kind of a mind, often I want to trick others, and self praise and criticize others. Want to say something harsh words to release your anger, and also the separation of others' relationship. Thinking about too much about one's frame or position, and wanted to gain too much and greedy, and want to have other people always respect me, but I don't respect others, others' religion, others' kind of any situation. Want to let other people do this and that, and lose kind of bossy, too much bossy and control kind of attitude. Want to take from too much from others, and also forgetting how to kind of serving others, benefit others, and also impatience, laziness, afraid or fear about this and that, fear of everything, but don't do anything. Like if you fear of death, you should practice many good study about what is death, and then shameless, or even done something bad, you don't want to change, to regret or transform yourself, but shameless. This, and say too much meaningless, pointless things, and also not having great compassion, but very limited kind of a circling around myself. Me is king, and my wife and something very close to me is kind of a royal family, and the rest is I should kind of step on those people or something. That is bad, not very good. And then, what is this love people you love, people? It's said, if you don't carefully check the mind, then many people, in the sense, say, pure love, it's unconditional love. That is our motivation, how much we can do. It's the individual situation, but we should practice of this way of bodhisattva. Is very important to think. It's not about how much I have a personal relationship, or what is impact due to this relationship towards my life or quality of this life. But it's really thinking we are all same kind of form of human or other sentient being. Then just purely wanted to other form of sentient being or beings have a happier life and release from suffering, relief or out of this fundamental suffering, which is ignorance, and also all type of condition, not knowing the creating this karma net of the power relationship. Stuck in those self kind of those conditions of karma. So if we want to transform ourselves, first we are not easily saying from the servant to from labor to the higher, the president or king. It's not easy, but the way of doing it is first you should study. And then, like people, kids, they're not capable to work immediately. But after certain studies and skill or knowledge, and then they're capable to work. Similarly, when we say all these, when situation comes, you should remain like tree or something. These are the best way of wanting spiritual study. And you are during those experience turbulent time. You are gaining the overcoming your usual habituation, and you are getting better and better. And then at a certain time, you are achieving transforming wisdom, including what we said, it's a realness of this world. It's to one level what we normally feel, and then do based on this realness, so many unnecessary misunderstanding and trouble happens. But if you carefully study and understand this phenomenon of life, then you will see this dream-like situation. All life yesterday, 1 hour before, is still, it's very illusory situation if you see it. And then eventually you have to go beyond of this. There is an illusion, there is a dream, real life like dream, but the dream is there. Because fundamentally you have to go beyond this kind of two extreme, not peer or non-peer, or is there one thing is real or one is false. Those are relative truth and ultimate truth. You should go combine these relative two truths, and then the achieving, we can say, non-dual wisdom. You are not rejecting anything, you are not creating much, but the fundamental wisdom rises to liberate oneself in the beginning. Yes, please, then maybe I will read this. With the perfect and under unyielding faith, with the
steadfastness,
respect and courtesy, with consciousness and away, work calmly, right? For the happiness of others. here is a 9 point. So one good practitioner, which quality they should possess. This one is saying, faith, devotion. It's a devotion came from real understanding, analyzing, and to experiencing the truth, and the confidence and devotion come. And then second is unyielding faith, how can I say, with perfect unyielding faith. And you confirmed or sure. I think the sureness of knowledge is came from you can say logic is one thing. If you, there is a, this make sense, make, it's a reasonable. People do reasoning things like math. You do something certain math level of this because there is a reason. And things are like that. Philosophical debate or these are so arguing about what's the reason behind. This is the first level of gaining the trust. And second level, it reason alone, it's just paperwork, labor service. What is the other is gaining experience. If you say there is achievement of this and that, you do to during do it meditation and gain that wisdom, and have you can capable to achieve renunciation. Then try the methods, and then the result you get. And if there are many level of calm biding, then you do it, then you achieve it, then you understand. Oh, there is a concise, precise way to achieve it. Experience, that's the best. After achieve one so-called bodhisattva level, first ground, that is the firm achievement, actually. Then there's a 10 level. Rest is unstable, but there is also one by one achievement of small achievement steps of, before that. And then, it's a stable, let's see, yes, stableness of the mind and the view, because due to Dharma teaching, there are said many words, many sentences, many kind of chapters, many aspects of the teaching levels. So generally, our own tradition, we differentiate of level, 9 levels of kind of a systematic teaching. They were called the view and practice and action, habituation, transform, and then the result, fruition. View, cultivation or practice, and then the habituation, transformation, and then the achievement. And then it's 1 level, 2 level, 3rd level, those 4 elements, 9 levels. But if you can say, oh, not every level you have to go. You the first level, and then and maybe you can only, can you should do only main point 2 levels. One is primary level, one is actual kind of practice 2 level. Those 9 can be put in the 2 level. So in this, you can stabilize. Generally, you can say, what is the Buddhism practice? If you're someone who don't know anything, you ask to you, then you can say, in the primary level, the renunciation practice, very important, because we do have a very strong attachment towards this world and many things. We don't really liberate or free ourselves, cannot free ourselves due to strong attachment and the realness of this world. And thus renunciation can be easily understood by people. And the second level is the bodhicitta, what's the way of bodhisattva, this part can really enrich yourself, and you have a greater kind of a view, greater compassion and wisdom path of this. And third level is the ultimate kind of achievement of really understand the what is the absolute reality of those phenomena. Things happens, including mind and physical things, external and internal. Internal means consciousness. External means the body and the elements of all this world. What is the situation happens. And then so this is also for the non-dual teaching, actually. Generally, you can say non-dual teaching in third level. And then lacking of the first two, non-dual teaching is actually not easy. In first, the renunciation and the bodhisattva, compassion, bodhicitta practice well, then you can have a spark of light or fire can burn all mountain like grass or something that you can easily kind of achieve those due to less obstacles of self-attachment and worldly attachment. So much easily. First, it's worldly attachment. Second is self-attachment, selfish kind of attitude. Those two, you can fundamentally practice well. You are matured in those two levels. Then non-dual, it's much easier to experientially gain that understanding. So those 3 levels, and then you are making your stable that you are understanding Dharma. And then, how about this, respect, respect all the surrounding people, respect your teacher, Dharma friends, respect parents, or respect, have a fundamentally even the Buddha, Bodhisattvas, that seems great in the past, people, or these, we have learned from them. If we don't respect, we don't learn much from themselves, but we only thinking about our own mind. Mm. And then it's called, courtesy, and courtesy, respect this, the consciousness, conscientiousness, right? Conscientiousness, so it, can you explain? Huh?
Conscientiousness, it's a long word. I guess, with real focus, you know, real, concentration.
Mm-hmm. And the awe?
Awe is, if you were to see, it's a very strong, you're swept.
Mm-hmm. In that is a courtesy. There's two meaning of that courtesy. How you understand courtesy?
Which word is that courtesy?
Respect and courtesy. They said steadfastness, respect and
conscience. Steadfastness, respect, or courtesy.
Mm.
Respectful treatment.
Respectful
treatment.
Oh,
you're
yes.
Courteous.
Yes, yes.
It's a genuine, nice way of dealing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And in the original text, I think they said this one, more or less, said one person who changing themselves. Internal kind of awareness of something. If you did something incorrect thing, improper thing, you should somehow it's a little bit shame or some kind of want to change. One is confess to others. One is confess to yourself. Internal confess is one thing, and then confess towards Buddha, Bodhisattva, thinking, "Oh, I'm a follower of Buddha, and may you bless me, and I will I am become a new person in front of you. I promise something." Or you say, "Oh, towards this monastic community, say, oh, I did something wrong, so I apologize for the community or one individual." Those are, one is confess towards external things, including Buddha, Bodhisattva, and people. One is thinking inside of yourself, although you didn't speak about to others, but thinking I should do this kind of change and throw away those bad habituation and something. So this two is there also. And then thinking about the cause and the conditions. If I'm responsible for myself, I'm a master, you are your own master. Similarly, what they're saying is your mind is the key to change things. And also what your mind is experiencing everything. So you are the fundamental kind of a controller or people who own this money, mind. So you should thinking, I'm responsible for my all situation I met due to causing the conditions. So anything I did here and now, there is a consequences in good and bad way to in the future. So I'm responsible for the result and also cause. So in this level, you're aware of what you do and the right or wrong or what you should avoid or engagement, what you should engage. And then get the calmness. Calm, it's a wonderful kind of a way of settle yourself and have a more extra space to react. And the calmness is also the key for meditation. Once you calm, your mind become very clear. The nature of mind is wisdom and the platform for all kind of rises. It's your Buddha nature. Buddha nature is free from any habituation, so any pollution or these those things, emotions, things. So in that sense, we should say our practice of calmness is one way to subdue our wrath, very disturbed mind and emotion. One way, calmness, practice of calmness, it's one of the key for enlightenment. Another one is the cultivation of direct or a logical way, two ways to reflect vipassana part of analyzing. That analyzing is one is logical analyzing, one is directly experience the nature of mind. Those two, that is the based on the calmness. Without calmness, these are cannot function well. So, and then they said, happy for others. So it's happy for helping others, and calm for happy of others. It's actually to diligently to help and to give presents, share presents, create happiness for others. It's a fundamental kind of duty of Bodhisattva. So there's nine part. One is faith, one is firm understanding, definite understanding, and then stabilized path. And then on the path, you have a Dharma friends or teacher you should respect. And during those cultivation with the community, Sangha community, you should often confess to yourself and to others. And then what you do, you should consider about the cause and the effect, causality. And then you can kind of first benefit yourself, you should calm yourself and also benefit others. You have to become tenderness of communication. Any you do, there is a tenderness of your action. And then the result is you can really achieve self-benefit and others benefit others to create happiness for others. So especially in the faith, put in the first level layer, the faith, devotion, sometimes the faith and devotion, I don't know what's different, but according to our understanding, that devotion is like your feet can continually take interest about this path and then bring your feet in towards enlightenment and then make you go this path. It's faith is very important. Without interest in, without devotion, we don't go deeper. So that, and also devotion is like your two hands to accumulate kind of merits and wisdom. Like you are accumulating fruits and crops, things through your hand to your kind of arm, and you're kind of gaining the wisdom and then virtuous things, and continue to feed your not negative things, but enlightened quality, feed your enlightened quality, avoiding negative things. So this devotion is very important. And let's see. Yes, last part, one last word. You can read one more. Yes, please.
Let us not be downcast by the warring wants of childish persons quarreling. Their thoughts are bred from conflict and emotion. Let us understand and treat them lovingly.
Yes. I said, although in this world there are many people rude or some people nonsense, doing something nonsense, saying something very childish things, or act improperly, not very following the social order or people should do some certain duty they don't do, or certain people should sit in special seats, or saying something, or eating, sleeping, walking, speaking, engaging with people, talking, listening, or maybe people behave not following the general kind of rules. There are many people behave outrageously or exceptional ways. But that's why many people angry. I heard a few days ago, some people said, oh, my kids have a birthday party. And then 20 people came, and the one parents didn't brought any present, but they brought other kids, didn't let me know, or something didn't mention before. So I said, she said, oh, I don't have the food for extra two people, or have no presents for gift for others. And also those extra, she brought other kids, but they didn't, himself, herself, the group of people didn't bring anything to me or something. And then I said, oh, you should understand, there's this good opportunity for you to practice of tolerance. You may need to appreciate this person giving you such a precious time, which is unexpected situation, but this is a very small situation, small event, but give you, maybe I said, this person, maybe it's a bodhisattva, so can give you some challenge, if you have the sense of understanding or practice, then it's a great opportunity to accept these imperfections. Not necessarily everything you should order or make it a perfect kind of situation. In Japanese, I heard there is some special words that little bit imperfect is beauty of that. Mm-hmm. There's a one ball or something, there is a little mark. If without this, it's a wonderful thinking. That is life also too. So similarly, bodhisattvas here saying, although people not acting or speaking or doing a righteous way, do understand that people have a conflict emotion and the wandering thoughts, sometimes called obscuration of emotion and obscuration of recognition or analyzation. And then we have a totally understanding of them. And actually, if you seriously care about others, they have many stories and conditions behind those actions. If you think people think nonsense, but if you listen carefully, many people more or less taking positive kind of try to say something. They are not harmful. There are most people are mind it's virtuous. And also there, if you carefully listen, they are talking about something important for themselves. So from this point of view, have a kind of a loving kindness towards anybody who is very, very precise, proper, and improper. People surround you, it's all give you opportunity to kind of serving and also listen. How does it, helping each other. So we can stop right here, 56, and then next day we're going to talking about the rest of part. Let's see. Oh, maybe one more, please. Because those are related to together. 58. Let's see. Maybe not. It's okay. 56. Thank you very much. We'll dedicate. dedication prayers. Page 30.
Page 30?
Yes, please. Dedication prayers.
Dedication prayers.
As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamadabhadra as well, I now dedicate all the spiritual, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all the fundamental virtues I have are fully dedicated to practicing this line. By this merit, we all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. From ocean of existence, may all beings be free. Bear with this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain the two sacred kayas that arises from merit and wisdom. Thank you all very much.
What?